roll your recorders, you're going to want to record what you're about to hear. In some cases, it's going to be difficult to hear. This is raw audio, and it speaks for itself.
One center. This tape is made from the unaltered master tape. The date 3/8/94 at the time 21:30 hours. Also recorded will be a dispatch conversation with the National Weather Service personnel.
Have you heard anything about these lights that are flickering up here in the east southeast area? It's like a group, is there? It looks like a string of Christmas lights is way up in the sky. I wondered if you had heard anything about it. Well, you might have had somebody take a look. It's different. I've never seen anything like it. I don't know. It's strange. But it's right out east-southeast. It's way up. And it's just like a circle of a lot of different lights flickering. And it's different than any airplane.
Okay, your address, please. All right, we're not going to allow the address to be in and out over the air. We're going to cover that up.
Looking out the front of our house, it's what direction did you say that was? East, south, east. And that's when you're coming down 16th Street, right to Country Club Road. If you look to your immediate, just to your lower right, they're right there in the sky. It's just something we've never seen before.
Okay, well, that's when we check it out.
All right.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Bye. You're going to hear a lot of this in between calls. Just random tape noise. You're hearing a 911 dispatcher.
911?
Yeah, is this police?
We're here with dispatch, your phone service or something.
Okay, I don't know if you guys do anything on UFOs at all.
Okay, again, a cut and a wait.
Someone's going up and down. Hold on.
Okay, what do you have there, sir?
There were at least four lights, and they were all flashing like, there was a sequence, there was a kind of like a V, and there was four lights, and they were blinking back and forth, and there's no way, the plane's not that wide. And then it went down to three lights, and it started spinning around, it was a circle of motion, but it started going up and down, and then it went to two lights, and then the same thing, and that was one, and just spinning in a circle.
Okay, what's your name?
All right, we're going to cover that up as well. By now, the 911 dispatcher is becoming a believer.
Okay, and you're at 419 Stretch?
All right, we're going to hold that too.
Okay, we'll have somebody stop by and see you.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
By now, he's wondering what's going on.
Central Charlie 21, 71 down.
Now listen very carefully.
911. Yeah, really?
Move in.
I call that's not really emergency. We just called about the UFO that's up.
Mm-hmm.
They're up there. Make an airplane.
Yeah, we've got a car on the way over there. Let's see, right now. We've got a couple other calls.
Really? Are you seeing them too?
Mm-hmm.
They're just kind of hanging there. They came up as a group and they kind of split. I bet some kind of hotter balloon or peeling balloon was like with an airplane.
It was going to turn on the way he was coming from the downtown area. So
they're kind of hanging in the general area. It's like maybe the wind might have broken apart like it would be balloons. Maybe, I don't know.
Okay, so we got a call from Stratford Way, and that's where he's heading first, and he's heading over here.
Okay, yeah, we're just dead south of
by now, the 911 fellow wants to know what's going on. He's about to make the call.
Central Dispatch?
This is a non-emergency, so feel free to cut me off if something comes in. And I feel kind of silly calling, but my son and sister that I call. Is there any Air Force airplanes or helicopters flying around in Ellicott or Ottawa County tonight?
Well, we've had reports out Stratford Way in that area of life, and they're checking it out.
Stratford Way? Now, where would that be? We're right on Ottagon on the county line.
Yeah, it's down in that area.
It is?
Holland City.
Pardon?
Right down, it's by Holland City.
Okay, because he saw them heading southeast of the county line of Ottawa and Allegan, probably right on the Kent County line, I would imagine.
Yeah, we've got them checking out. They say it's something to do with radio towers down in the area.
It has something to do with what?
Radio towers down in the area.
They're in the air.
Let's tell them what you saw first.
Okay, how was that? A real high hill.
Mm-hmm.
Right on the county line there. It was like at a 45-degree angle to the ground.
Uh-huh.
There was like probably 4 or 5 lights, and they were all flashing right here off from the top all the way down to the bottom.
Uh-huh.
And it was sitting there for a while, and then it leveled off, and then it moved southeast. It was up in the air quite a bit.
Okay. Now, we've got an officer down the area checking on it right now.
Okay.
Okay.
It took off real fast.
Okay, yeah, we'll let them know.
All right.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, by now the 911 dispatcher is getting very, very curious about what's going on. And again, he's about to start to try to make calls to figure out what is going on. And now that's what you're going to hear. He's now dialing up what he thinks is the weather service.
You have reached the National Weather Service office in Muskegon, Michigan. Phone calls are answered during the normal business.
All right, so he decides that that is not a good number, and so he's going to call a number where he can reach a human being. That's what you're listening to the 911 dispatcher. Here we go.
Wait a minute, I'm sorry. Looks at the wrong graph. Let's see.
down about, yeah, right down at the, right down near South Haven.
Okay, yeah, this would be nice, yes.
And right at the Elegant Ottawa County line. There you go, I lost it. Yeah, oh, there it goes. Okay, it's moving. It's moving towards the west-southwest. And it looks like a big blob.
Yeah, that's the way it was explained to us.
And it's not... I think it's almost off the scope. Let me go to another...
It's weird.
South Haven just moved over to the north.
3 miles west of South Haven. Another one just above, just like the Paloma, and the other one is just off the coast of Grand Harbor.
This is weird.
Okay, now that one near South Haven has moved. It's moving further out into Lake Michigan. I'm getting them up. Okay, I'm getting it popped to one. Now I'm getting four. No? Yeah, I got four for a while. Now I'm getting another one way down. I did for a little while. These are all up around about between 7 and 12,000 feet.
Oh, this is strange. This is weird.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if it's some kind of energy or the radar is picking up something.
I wish we had a picture of this, but I'm trying to find out exactly where he sees that one.
Here, we are going to pause, and I will give you the remainder of this raw audio tape. The real thing from Michigan. Listen carefully.
Chicago, then I sweep it back toward maybe Fort Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
And each sweep, they'll be in the same position, and then all of a sudden they'll pop up somewhere else. So it's instantaneously moving, and I'm getting about between 3 and 4 returns. And they look like, sweeping in the vertical, they look like very strong spikes.
Believe that he's been talking to the people at the 911 service.
On your 10 County Department of Aeronautics, you have reached our automated attendant. Our offices are currently closed.
That was attempt number one. Now, listen carefully.
Dispatch? Yeah, this is the National Weather Service in Muskegon. I was calling to make sure that the person that called me was really a sheriff from out of the county and not a host.
He was one of our dispatchers.
Oh, okay. Calling about the...
we've been chasing all over down that way.
Pardon?
We've been chasing lights down all over down that way.
So what really is going on?
I still got a car out in the area.
Wait, can you hold on for a second?
Sure.
this has never been played on the air before.
Did Ken fill you in on the weather service at all, Jim?
Hello?
Hi.
Yeah, okay. What do these things look what do they look like?
I don't know. We've got a report of something going through the air with lights on it, horizontally, 3 to 4 lights, going at a high rate of speed, up and down and all over the sky. Now that we've had 5 or 6 calls,
right,
and they've all been in the South Holland area.
South Holland?
Yeah, from South Holland down to Overijssel, down in that area.
Overijssel?
Right.
And what color were the lights?
Yeah, I didn't really care what color they were.
Well, I did pick up, about 3 to 4 blips when they were big. They weren't flames, because flames usually show up like a little pinpoint that moves through the scope. But these were bigger. These were about the size of half a thumbnail on the scope, and they were up about between 5 and 12,000 feet, and they had real strong returns with them. And there were 3 of them. They bounced all over the place, but the general movement of all 3 of them were towards Chicago. I pretty much gave up looking at them when it reached to southern Lake Michigan, right towards, as it was moving towards Chicago. So I did see something, and I've never seen anything like that before. I don't know, what kind of, if it's some kind of an atmospheric phenomenon. I hear they have, I hear the Northern Lights is going on. I got a call from Manson saying that the Northern Lights are really dancing around, really bright.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so.
Okay. It seems to me like last night I said it was moving like to the southeast from Holland towards Allegan County.
To the southeast?
Oh, to the west, I'm sorry.
Southwest, towards Chicago. Okay, that's
talking about towards Chicago.
Yeah, that's what I was seeing them actually move towards Chicago.
Great.
I wish we had a recording of what I could see.
Yeah.
Well, actually, there's some blips showing up on the computer part, and this is being recorded, so.
Oh, good.
There is going to be a recording of it, so if they can, you might be able to see a movement on this if we can play this back. So.
Okay. All right, well, if we get any more, we'll let you know also.
Okay, well, yeah, please do.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That has never been heard in totality before. And as I said at the beginning, I think that it pretty well speaks for itself. So I will have no further comment, and you can absorb it. Hopefully you got to record it. There is one other little item that I would like to play for you. You heard earlier tonight, you heard Peter suggest that the Air Force does not...